Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You talk about some of the stresses that can be a catalyst to just driving a wedge between us. And one of them would be, you know, adult children maybe making choices that are breaking your heart. But there's even a way to navigate that. You give some advice to the people who are walking through such a season. Don't blame yourself. Don't preach to your son or daughter. Don't try to fix it. Give your young adult unconditional love. Listen with empathy. Give them support. Give guidance. Maybe grab a couple of those and speak to those for that person listening today, saying, "This is the empty nest is not as joyful as I thought because we're constantly stressed about our adult children."
Well, I think this is one of the common challenges of the second half, that often our children will make poor decisions. They may be single in college, and you know, you get a phone call and says, "I'm pregnant, Mom," or "I got a girl pregnant," you know. Or maybe they're married, and now your child, your daughter, your son has actually left their wife or left their husband. A lot of decisions that our adult children make are poor decisions, and because they are our children, we care and we hurt. And so one of the things that I'm saying is, you know, don't blame yourself. And the reason I say that one, so many times they sit in my office torn apart by what their adult child has done. And here's what they say, Susie. Where did we fail? What did we do wrong? And I remind them that even God's two children, Adam and Eve, with a perfect father, made poor decisions. So don't blame yourself. Now, that doesn't mean that you're perfect. And you can certainly apologize for whatever you feel like, wherever you feel like you fail. But listen, if you brought them up in a Christian home, you took them to church, you exposed them to the truth, now as adults they're making poor decisions. Don't take the burden of that, the guilt of that on yourself. They are making decisions for themselves, and they will have to suffer the consequences. And that's one reason why I say don't try to fix it. Don't try to alleviate all the consequences of their poor decision, because you can't fix it in the first place. And if you alleviate and take away the consequences of their own struggle, then they're not going to learn from the experience. Because all of us learn that when we make poor decisions, there are consequences. We hurt other people as well as ourselves. So let them suffer the consequences. Now be there, express your love, and let them know you love them no matter what they do. But you can also share your emotions. I'm disappointed. But don't preach to them, because they already know the truth. They already know what you're going to say. And so be there for them, but don't try to rescue them.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.